basically that he's simply obsolete, that that life is not real, that it doesn't exist, that it's back from the 50s, that he's gone, dead, buried. If you're a forward-thinking person in any way, you recognize that as a fact, but it is not a fact. And the untold story is that those men are still existing in large part so that their wives can have the quote-unquote comfortable lives that I was describing in my letter. And let me say, by comfortable, I mean, I knew from day one that I was always going to be at home. So when I married, it was just a given that anyone who marries me has to be on the same page with that. And I remember, you know, I was married before, no kids, a couple of years in my early 20s, and I quit some jobs, you know, that I had, and it was kind of a source of contention between us because he was not the kind of person who would have wanted me, I guess, to have that flexibility to do that. It was almost like a competitive thing. If he has to go in, then I have to go in. My husband, of course, of today, does not feel that way and always had the same goal that I did from day one. So there's like no competitiveness or resentfulness whatsoever. It's a joint effort.